Alyssa Milano, Trump should turn his New York hotels into hospitals for coronavirus patients. By David Engie on March 25, 2020. Actress and left-wing activist Alyssa Milano is calling on President Donald Trump to convert his New York hotels into hospitals to treat coronavirus patients as the city continues to be overwhelmed by new cases of the illness. The actress failed to note that the president only owns one hotel in New York City, the Trump International Hotel and Tower. Still, her tweet has been liked by a number of Hollywood celebrities, including Don Cheadle, Lori Petty, and Michael McKean. Milano wrote on Wednesday that President Trump's hotels have the bed capacity that the city urgently needs to accommodate the growing number of sick. Trump owns how many hotels in the U.S.? And how many in NY in particular? The former "Who's the Boss?" star asked. He should offer to turn them into hospitals until this pandemic is over. We need beds. He's got 'em. The Trump Organization's official site says it has only one hotel in New York City, the Trump International Hotel and Tower, which is located near Columbus Circle. Trump Tower in Midtown Manhattan isn't a hotel, but rather a mixed-use building with residential and commercial space. Trump International Hotel and Tower said on its site that it is still open during the coronavirus pandemic, but its guest amenities like food service have temporarily closed until further notice. Alyssa Milano's tweet follows multiple reports saying that New York City officials are considering a plan to convert some hotels into hospitals, but only for non-coronavirus patients with minor ailments. The Wall Street Journal reported that some hotels are already being used by the city for quarantine. President Trump tweeted this morning about efforts his administration is doing to assist New York. Follow David Engie on Twitter @HeyIt'sDavidEngie. Have a tip? Contact me @dng@breitbart.com.